Since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. So now on the phone once again is Planet Bush. Wow. Planet Bush Bureau Chief Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Who's Bush?
Bush.
Good morning, Mark. You know, you came out of Heaven's Factory with Made by God stamped right on your soul.
All right, okay.
Look
all right.
In there, you'll see
all
it.
Right. I know how you feel about that. Last week, Bush said he thought school kids should learn about Darwin's theory of evolution and this so-called theory of intelligent design side by side, just like they were equal on.
Isn't he something? The things that come out of that man's mouth just takes my breath away.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, me too. So in interest of understanding such an incredibly crackpot, backward, superstitious idea, maybe you should explain intelligent design to me, Lon.
Well, I like it when you use the term intelligent design, Mark. It makes you seem smarter. More hip.
Spit it out, Lawton. Come on, let's have
it. Okay, Mr. Rude and Impatient. Intelligent design says that life here on Earth is too complex to have developed through just evolution alone, and therefore an unseen power must have had a hand. And I don't mean Karl Rove. Unseen power.
Unseen power? Come on, Lawton. A professor in Kansas, once dismissed the theory of intelligent design as, quote, if I might quote him, creationism in a cheap tuxedo, unquote, my friend.
Well, I think it's creationism in a pretty nice tuxedo myself. Very sharp, appropriate for all formal occasions.
What's
I'm
wrong
all for it.
What's wrong with Darwinism? It's been subjected to the highest empirical scrutiny and has been accepted by every serious biologist in the world.
Darwin. Mark, really? Are you sure you want to bring up Darwin?
What?
Are you sure?
What are you?
Darwin. Oh, my. That's so platform shoes and leisure suits.
Oh, come on.
That's over, buddy. All with it, people believe in intelligent design. I thought you knew that. I'm a little embarrassed for you and your Darwin at this stage. You're playing Pong, buddy, and everyone else is playing Halo 2.
No, I'm not going to take this from you. You're the one trying to drag science back into the Middle Ages. You should be embarrassed, Lawton.
Okay, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
You can try to keep God out of the room. It won't work. God is the 800-pound gorilla, and he sits where he wants.
Your ancestors, listen to me, buddy. What you're saying is kind of rings true. Your ancestors were gorillas, Lawton.
Oh, descended from monkey
yes,
Mark,
sir. Yes, sir.
Planet of the apes.
Uh-huh.
Darwin,
mm-hmm.
I guess you live in a world of cynical, selfish liberalism long enough.
Whoa.
Everyone's going to start to look like Clyde from every which way but loose to you, I guess.
Mark, tell me something. What?
Now, truthfully,
yeah.
Can you look at a man like President George W., two terms mandate Bush, and say he came from primates?
Lawton, I can say this as honestly as I've ever said anything in my life. Yes.
Oh, now yeah. That just proves my point. Proves my point. I tell you what, life is much too complex for that kind of an answer. That dog won't hunt.
The issue isn't complex, Lawton. It's not complex. You and Bush are just wrong.
What?
You and evangelicals got humiliated at the Scopes trial 80 years ago, and you're still trying to sneak this BS theory that every science in the world is rejected through the back door by calling it something else.
And now that
almost everything Bush touches makes his poll numbers go down, he's just throwing out anything he can and see if it sticks. Bush has evolved into a lame duck monkey, and you know it, Lawton. You know it.
Monkey.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been afraid of monkeys ever since I saw The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, well, here we go.
One of those big fly monkeys carried off Toto.
Yeah, that's it.
Toto.
Yeah.
And the fly monkey looked just like Bush.
Yeah.
Just
yeah,
like
yeah,
if
I told
you. If
you
put a vest and a little hat on,
yeah.
It could be twins.
Yeah. All right, take it easy, buddy. All right, take it easy. Wow, that's weird. Yeah, I didn't know you had such a monkey problem. All right, calm down. Pull it together. Wow. That was turned
deep.
Into a monkey.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. You all right?
You know, Darwin was gay.
Oh, stop it. Right, that's got to do with
gay
anything.
Gay agenda theory being low-dripped into our children's minds.
You're crazy. Goodbye, Walton. Goodbye.
God made you. Deal with it.
Oh, my God. That guy is too much sometimes.
Wow.
Am I